Hi everyone, what's up? Welcome to In Bloom Podcast, or welcome back. My name is Abby Aslan and I'm the host of this podcast, and I'm super excited for this week's episode. I'm currently recording this pretty late on a Thursday night. I just finished cleaning, like deep cleaning my apartment, which has not been done in literally over a month. I've barely even spot cleaned just because we've been out of town so much. So needless to say, it was much needed. It was really therapeutic, even though I'm like totally exhausted because I went to like a 6:30 a.m. Pilates class this morning. I worked all day, really didn't get off work till like 7:30 or 8, I think. And I had taken a break for dinner, but it's just been a really long day. And then I was like, I need the deep clean because my parents are coming in town tomorrow and they're staying at our apartment while we're going to Dallas. So yeah, I just needed the place to be clean, especially like normally I would not care that much and I would just spot clean, but I was like, this place is disgusting. So I am pretty exhausted to say the least, but I was about to just like shower off and then like get in bed and probably sit on my phone or something. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I need to do my podcast because I'm about to go to Dallas and for the weekend. So I won't have a chance to record it over the weekend. Won't be able to record it tomorrow night on Friday night. So I was just like, oh my gosh, I need to do this like now or I won't be able to do it until Monday. And if I did it Monday, I would be like procrastinating it big time and it wouldn't go up at the normal time. So here I am, we're recording it anyways, and we're going to be talking about intention this week and how important intention is and how it can really be so helpful for us, especially those of us who may struggle with motivation, and also just talk about how like what intention can reveal to us and how it can like help us learn about ourselves more. And it's kind of just like a random thought I had in the car when I was driving. I don't know if it was this morning or yesterday morning, but I was like, wait a minute. Like, it was just like one of those aha light bulb moment type of things. And I like, as soon as I got to a red light, I like typed it in my notes on my phone so I wouldn't forget. And I was like, I want to talk about this on the podcast, but I will say I don't have a thorough outline like I normally do, and I kind of just wanted to like chat about it because I feel like that's just going to be the best way to get this message across and keep it from being too repetitive or unnecessarily long, which I know a lot of y'all like the long podcast, but I just wanted to be able to share it with you all because I thought it was really helpful for me to switch my mindset this week. And just some of the things I've just been like struggling with in my head, it really helped me reframe my mindset around those things. So I'm hoping that it does the same for you all. But before we get into the episode, I do want to go ahead and share the quote, goal, and gratitude for this week. So my quote this week, it's actually so random. On my Explore page, I saw Notion Coach is the Instagram handle, a post from Notion Coach. And I do use Notion, by the way. If y'all don't know what Notion is, you need to get it, especially if you're like in college or if you're somebody who has a lot going on in your life outside of just like your day job and you just need something to sort of organize everything all in one place. Notion is the best thing to do it, or best thing to use for all of that. And this Instagram page came up on my Explore page called Notion Coach, and I don't know why I clicked on the picture. I think that it's just funny that I clicked on it to me because it's just like not something I would normally click on my Explore page. And in the caption, there is a quote from writer Carol, and it says, "Reflection is the nursery of intentionality. Through reflection, we cultivate the habit of checking in with ourselves to examine our progress, our responsibilities, our circumstances, and our state of mind." And then it goes on to like say some other stuff about habits and building habits and everything. And I just really like this quote, and it's kind of what sparked the whole thought I had around intentionality and like how important it is to be intentional and tying that to motivation. That's literally what sparked the entire thought process for me. But I really love thinking of reflection as a nursery for our intentions. So basically, like, how are we going to check in with ourselves? Like, if we didn't reflect and if we didn't check in with ourselves at any point and never did any of that, you know, we would never really have, or we wouldn't know and be conscious of our intentions, and we wouldn't have clear intentions. And when we're wanting to be intentional, one of the best ways to cultivate that is to reflect. And that's kind of just like what the quote is saying. So I think that it was just like a really insightful quote for sort of just like everything involving your mindset and how important reflection is, but also how it really just paves the path of intentionality for us, I guess you could say. And getting into my goal for this week, I just really want to get my life back together, for lack of a better phrase. The week y'all are listening to this will be like the weekend following like when this episode goes up. It's going to be my first weekend not going out of town in 5 weeks, which I don't think I've ever done that before. So round of applause for myself, because I am such a routine person. And I remember, I mean, if y'all listen back, like many episodes back, you've heard me say, I'm worried about all of this traveling because I'm going to be out of routine. Even though I knew it would be good for me, I was just worried about it because I was worried about how I was going to juggle everything and stay on top of things and just feel sane without my routine. So my goal for this week is to really just, you know, get my life back together. And I don't want to say back together as in it needs to be like perfect, but I just want to pave a path for peace and wellness and prioritizing taking care of myself and prioritizing balance as much as I can. I can tell, like, today's Thursday and this has been a short work week for me because I took off Monday and Tuesday because I was home in Florida. Came back to work Wednesday, today's Thursday, and I have tomorrow. And I can tell from today that my next, like, couple weeks of work, I'm pretty much in fall busy season. I guess it's starting right now, you could say, which really sucks. You know, summer was nice while it lasted, but it's just crazy because today it was like a switch flipped. And I've had work to do, but like today I was like, I am literally going to drown and I don't know how I'm going to do this. And just kind of freaking out because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm taking off next Monday too. And like stuff is just getting added to my schedule. And I'm just like, I'm already like getting slammed with all this other stuff and stuff still being added. And I'm like, what is going on? And staying on top of things can just feel really hard and be really hard. And there's just a lot of stuff that's been pushed back that I've been waiting on. And I feel like so much of it came within the span of like 4 hours today. And I'm just overwhelmed about it. So with that being said, I'm a little bit worried about just going through another busy season because, to be honest, I don't know how I've forgotten, but I've like forgotten what it was like. And I've had like a couple long days this summer, but I haven't had any like really long like weeks where it's like every single day is a long day. And I'm just like not ready for it. I'm literally not mentally prepared to go through this again at all. Like, I blinked and summer was over. It felt like it was going by so slow in June and early July, but then as soon as I started traveling, I'm just like, oh my gosh, it's over. And yeah, needless to say, I just need to continue prioritizing my wellness by, you know, doing the workout classes I really love doing. And I've been trying to do that, like, even when I've been out of town on the weekends, when I've come back during the week, I've really tried to prioritize still going to classes and everything because it's truly what keeps me sane. And just stay on top of that and like just make sure next weekend I rest a lot. Like, I want to have like a pretty lazy weekend next weekend and everything. And I won't lie, I've been feeling really overwhelmed just with YouTube and like my podcast and everything. And it's so crazy because I was so, for the first 4 weeks of me traveling, I had it all together. Like, I was pre-recording the podcast early. I had YouTube videos ready to go. But then this weekend, now I'm like stressing because I'm like, okay, this is like the first, I don't know if I'll be able to get a video next Wednesday. And I was unsure about the podcast, but I'm recording it now. So yay, I'm glad I'm getting to do this. But it's just getting to be like a lot. And I don't necessarily want to say it's getting to be a lot because it always has been a lot. It's more so that I'm feeling the effects of the burnout of juggling this, juggling traveling in my personal life and juggling my job. It's starting to really wear me down. So I'm really hoping that next weekend, like having just like a laid back weekend will really help me feel a little bit better about all of that, because if I had to travel one more weekend after this weekend, I truly don't think, like, I think that I would need, like, a long break or something from, like, editing videos and uploading videos and recording podcasts and stuff, because today was the first day where I was like, I truly just don't know if I could do it, and I am just feeling very burnt out from juggling it all. And don't get me wrong, I'm so thankful that I have all, like, this platform and that I'm a content creator. It's my favorite thing ever, and I love doing it, but I've just been feeling really low about it in a lot of ways lately, like, one, just being the burnout factor, and two, just feeling like, I don't know, I go through phases with this, and every content creator does, where you just feel like your stuff just, like, doesn't matter, you know what I mean? And, well, I say you know what I mean, but I don't know if anybody knows what I mean. It's just hard, because it's hard to, when you feel burnt out by something, you start to just, like, cultivate negative thoughts about that thing, and then you start to really dwell on those negative thoughts, and you start to just kind of go down this rabbit hole of, like, wow, I'm feeling really burnt out from this. Wow, like, if I'm feeling so burnt out from this, and, like, numbers are showing me that, you know, I'm just, like, not doing great, or, like, as good as I once was, or whatever, why keep doing it? And I know that that's not the reason why I do it, but it's just discouraging is the way to put it. When you're feeling burnt out, you need to be encouraged by, you know, like, the positive feedback and everything, and I definitely have that, but it's just, like, so hard not to dwell on the negative. So long story short, I just want to get back into the swing of things, and that means, you know, just feeling inspired with content and getting back in, like, a good routine with just balancing everything, and that way I can hopefully not feel as burnt out, and that's the goal. So my gratitude for this week, on the other end of all of, with all of that being said, definitely a double-edged sword to be able to, like, travel and go on vacation and do all these things. I am very thankful for the travels I've had and, like, the trips I've gotten to go on in the last couple of weeks, and I'm really excited for this weekend to go to Dallas. I'm actually going to Dallas for the weekend concert, which I'm so excited for. I've had this planned since February, I think, and I'm just so excited because I was gonna see him in 2020, didn't happen. I was gonna see him in 2021, didn't happen, and now it's finally happening, and he's been, like, my number one artist on Spotify. Like, I think he's my all-time number one artist. He hasn't been my number one artist, like, every year, but all-time he is, from one of those little websites you can go to or whatever. And I'm just so excited. And I'm going, or my boyfriend and I are going, and then we're bringing our good friends with us. And I'm so excited to just, like, see them, because I haven't seen them in forever. And I am just excited for just, like, a good weekend. And I'm thankful that I don't have to go back to the airport, and that we get to drive, because I'm so sick of the airport right now, with flying every weekend, and I'm just so excited. I think it'll be a great time, and I think it'll be, like, really a laid-back weekend, and but still, like, have, you know, the fun of the concert in it. And I'm just really thankful I got to go home last weekend. It was, I'm really thankful I went. Right now I'm kind of just like, oh my gosh, because I took off Monday and Tuesday because one of my seniors that I work with was literally like, oh, take off more time in August. So I did. But now I'm like, okay, I kind of freaking wish I wouldn't have, because now I'm just overwhelmed with work. But honestly, even if I didn't take that time off, it wouldn't have mattered, because all of that work, like, most of my work came in after, like, yesterday afternoon. So I'm just like, okay, it wouldn't have mattered. But anyways, all that being said, super grateful for all the trips. It was so nice going home. It was a super relaxing time at home. Like, literally just went to the beach every morning. Got to celebrate my friend's 25th birthday pretty much, like, all day one on Saturday. And every other day, I went to the beach in the morning for a few hours. I got to surf, which was fun. I got to hang out with my family and just go to dinner with my family. I got to, like, hang out with my grandma a lot, which was really great. So just, like, good quality family time, friend time, and really just, like, a laid-back trip. So it was exactly what I needed going into this week and kind of jumping back into busy season. I'm literally sobbing on the inside. Okay, anyways, getting into this week's episode, basically, I just wanted to talk about relying on our intentions instead of our motivation when we are lacking motivation. So what I mean by this is a lot of times, you know, people, which I say this and it's true, you know, when you can't be motivated, you need to be disciplined. And yeah, that's a very true statement. And discipline does take you a lot farther than motivation. But to dig even deeper than that, I think when we really look at our underlying intentions of everything we do, if we can always remind ourselves of our intentions, I think that in and of itself breeds motivation and can kind of reignite that spark to do something or try something or whatever it may be. And I think relying on really being consciously aware of your underlying intention is a great way to get you to take action as opposed to relying on feeling motivated. Because for so much of what we do, you know, we're sitting around and we're waiting on feeling motivated. We're waiting for that push or that feeling to start to get us to feel like, okay, I think I'm like feeling ready to start this, or feeling motivated to finally clean today or whatever. There's so many things I can think of in my life where I just wait until I feel that motivation. And there's also a lot of things that I'm just truly disciplined in. But at the same time, I think subconsciously my intentions take me so much farther than my motivation. Because as a whole, honestly, my motivation's very low in a lot of areas of my life because, to be blunt, my job sucks the life out of me. I hate saying that, but I'm just being honest. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything on here. But my job sucks the life out of me, so I have little to no motivation to do a lot of other things in my daily life. And a lot of the things I do, when you look at the underlying intention, that's why I'm able to do those things, even though I don't have any motivation. So for example, my job sucks the life out of me, right? Well, a lot of people ask me, you know, they're like, how do you get so much done in a day with going to work and getting a workout and having a podcast and having a YouTube channel and having a social life and a relationship and a dog and like just everything? Y'all know the deal. We're all busy. Regardless of all of that though, people are always asking me, how can you get so much done in a day? And I truly think that because even with my motivation being low, because I can tell you right away, my motivation to exercise is probably like on a scale of a 1 to 10, it's probably like a 4. But my intention with exercising gets me to do it. So my motivation is like a 4 because would I rather just stay in bed and sleep in the morning than go to an early morning workout class? 9 times out of 10, yes. I'm literally like groaning as I get out of bed and sleeping in until the last possible second before I go to a morning workout class. Or if I'm going to an evening workout class, I'll say my motivation is definitely higher if I'm going to an evening workout class, but there's definitely a pushback associated with it because I realize that I'm taking like an hour and a half out of my evening. When you think of getting ready, getting there, coming back home and going to the class, it's like an hour and a half worth of time that I'm taking out of my night. So I'm basically logging off of work, getting ready, going to the workout class, coming home, cooking and eating dinner, and then showering off, cleaning up, and going straight to bed. So I don't have much time to myself outside of that workout class. So because of that, that does dwindle down my motivation a little bit, because when I think of, oh, I could get this video edited, or oh, I could get ahead on this podcast, or oh, I could get a little bit more work done, or I could just sit on the couch and watch a TV show instead, I do have those thoughts, but I'm really just, you know, giving up a lot of my free time to do that. But the whole thing is my intention with, you know, exercising. Like I do it with the intention of taking care of my mental health. I know how freaking frazzle-brained and horrible I feel when I don't move my body. I know how I feel when I sit at my desk all freaking day working and then try to go to bed later without moving my body that day. My brain is literally, I mean, it's literally that SpongeBob episode where it's like a million little SpongeBobs running around in SpongeBob's head with the filing cabinets and like everything's catching on fire inside his brain. That's literally what my brain is when I don't work out and try to go to sleep at night after working all day. So my intention is taking care of my mental health, because if I don't go get any form of movement in, and even when I'm not even going to a workout class, I'm asking my boyfriend to, I'm like, hey, let's go to a park and take Ella on a walk, which Ella's my dog, but just something to get myself moving, because I know what happens otherwise. And it's the worst feeling laying in bed at night, not being able to shut my brain off and like literally just thinking about work, because that's what my entire day was consumed of, not being able to fall asleep and just feeling like I'm very restless overall. So my intention with moving my body and getting that workout in is to take care of myself and my mental health, but also, of course, I'm taking care of my physical health, obviously, but it keeps me sane. It helps me sleep better at night. It helps me fall asleep. So it's crazy to think of the shift that's happened in my brain, because when I think back to when I was like taking the CPA exams and just studying full time this time last year, I was purely relying on motivation. And you know what? I only worked out like once or twice a week. I would go to like one spin class and I'd go to my apartment gym like once a week. And was I busier then than I am now? Absolutely freaking not. Like, I'm way busier now than I was then, but I'm working out 2 to 3 times as much as I was then. And you know why? It's because I am constantly reminding myself in my head of my intention. Like, what is my why of doing this? And it's so crazy, because I would have never thought that way when it came to going to work out this time last year. Like, this time last year, my thought process was, I feel like I need to go work out. I should go work out. I don't really feel like it right now. I'll wait till I feel, you know, motivated. Okay, I'll schedule one workout class this week, and then tomorrow morning, if I feel like going to the gym, I will. And that's just kind of how it was. I didn't once think of how it was, you know, and I knew it was good for my physical and mental health, obviously, like I knew that, but I didn't really think of it, and I didn't really have a why with going to do it. And my why was honestly just flawed for the longest time. Like, I was working out so much before because I was trying to basically just have a certain body. And now that my why is not that, and now that my why is solely associated with taking care of myself, I do it so much more often. And I don't really have to rely on my motivation ever, because my intention is so true and strong. Because you see how, like, my intention, you know, used to be years ago, it was, I'm working out to try and have a certain body. That intention just wasn't in alignment with myself, and it wasn't like very sustainable. So of course it wasn't going to be helpful, even if I did rely on my intention, if I were to think of it back then. But now it's like my intention is very true to myself. I feel the effects of being intentional with working out, for example. And I see how it's, you know, dramatically just changed my quality of life, and how it's literally something in my like little recipe for a good day that I consider to be, you know, a part of that recipe. And it's so important. And I just truly think, like, so often we're just like, I just need to wait until I feel motivated, or I never feel motivated for this, and all of this kind of stuff. But just sit down and think about your why. And you kind of have to know it for this to work. You know what I mean? Like, you can't not know what your intentions are, or you can't not have a why identified and then this work out. It just doesn't work like that. You have to be able to identify the why first, and then you become consciously aware of and choose to focus on that intention rather than the motivation. And for example, you know, if you have an intention with something, but it's not true to you, like say the intention is, you know, something that's more in alignment with what others expect of you, or maybe it's what you think your family wants for you, or you think it's what your friends would think is cool or fun or nice or whatever. If your intention is tied to any of that instead of truly something within you, this isn't going to work for you. Relying on intention instead of motivation will never work. You really and truly have to identify the intention and make sure that it is yours. Because that's the thing. A lot of times, you know, our intentions are not sustainable, or they're, you know, just not practical, and they're not even personal to us. And that's when things get a little wonky and like out of touch. And that's when this doesn't really work. But going off of all of that, I use, you know, working out as an example, but just think of another thing. For example, my job that sucks the life out of me. What's my intention with having this job? You know, like going into it, it's like I, you know, would like to own my own business one day, and accounting is so important in every business. It's literally the underlying language of every business, and understanding that I knew would be so beneficial for me. My intention is to just grow in my knowledge and just learn as much as I can and establish, you know, connections and things like that. And that's my intention. And when I remind myself of that, it's a little bit more motivating than just, I have to wake up and go to work today. You know what I mean? Obviously, making money is a part of it, but I can tell you as an entry-level accountant, the money is not that enticing. I mean, granted, it's a paycheck, which I'm very thankful for, but it's not like starting out. Newsflash for anybody who doesn't know, when you start out in accounting, even with a master's degree and your CPA, you aren't making very much. It's comparable to like a first-year teacher in the state of Texas, which that's just for me. I'm just giving you all perspective. Because I think a lot of people think accounting isn't that way, but it is. But it's more so your trajectory is what a lot of people, you know, don't realize. They don't realize that you start pretty low, and then it's just like you increase with each promotion and everything like that, and each as you climb up the rank and everything like that. I don't know why I just went on that tangent. But anyways, like I was saying, it's just important for me to think of my intentions at the end of the day, because honestly, like with something that doesn't give me much life, I'm not going to feel motivated for it very often. You know what I mean? And same thing with just like recording my podcast and having my YouTube channel and like staying up to date with like actually doing the work for creating all of this content. You know, what's my intention at the end of the day? My intention with doing all of that at the end of the day is for me to have a creative outlet and for me to help others. And that will keep me going for forever. You know what I mean? Like knowing that as my intention will keep me going for forever. Is my motivation always there to record a podcast? Is my motivation always there to edit a video? Absolutely not. But when I think of that intention at the end of the day, it's so helpful. And to go even further, like to make this even more helpful, like I'm just using very vague and broad examples in my personal life. You can take this down to the tasks you do. You can take this down to the day that it is. So what I mean by that is you can look at, okay, let's break it down. Say you have, you know, two jobs, like one similar to me, you have one that you're like just doing that's in alignment with your degree, and then you have another job that you're doing because it's just something you're really passionate about. Well, let's just break it down and think about it as, instead of, oh, what's my intention behind having this job? Think about it all the way down to the task you're doing. Like, what's my intention with getting this done for the job I'm really passionate about today, like the specific task? That will help you so much more with getting things done. And like I'm this way a lot with the podcast and with my YouTube channel. For example, when I'm wanting to record a podcast, I'll think to myself, you know, I don't really feel like recording this podcast because, you know, at the end of a day, it's really hard to want to sit down and talk, even though I don't talk all day long. It can feel hard to like do that when you're mentally exhausted. And I just honestly will sit down and I'll think, you know, well, okay, I don't feel motivated to do this right now, but if I get this done right now, you know, like my intention is to get this done now so that I can free up some time over the weekend so that I can have a truly fully restful Saturday or Sunday and not have to do any work at all. That in and of itself is much more motivating than anything else. So I'm thinking about, you know, my why behind doing that one task right then and there. So I know I initially used those really broad examples just for as an aggregate, as a whole and everything for doing things. But I mean, literally think of it on a day-to-day basis. You know, like, what's your intention with working out tomorrow morning? Like, I have been doing morning workouts this week because my intention is to buy back some of my own time. Because I was realizing that I just felt like my days were just getting to feel really repetitive, and that I just didn't really have during the week a lot of time outside of work to just do anything for myself, because I just felt like I was waking up, working, and then going to my workout class, and that was it. And I just didn't have time for myself, and I was getting really sick of it. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try out this whole morning workout thing, see how it goes. So this week I've been doing that, and I did it a little bit last week. And I've been solely relying on, you know, like, my motivation has been my intention of getting more time back in the evening to myself. And it's been so great. Like, today I was able to deep clean my apartment. I'm recording this podcast. And yesterday I was able to fold a ton of laundry that had been sitting on the floor in a basket for a long time. And I was able to, like, get a lot of work done in the evening yesterday. And I was able to unpack and, like, do a lot of laundry and just, you know, things like that. Like, that type of stuff is things that I would typically save for the weekend. And I've been able to do it in the evenings because I've been, you know, going in the mornings. And initially, I was waking up early already, and I was just kind of having slow mornings. And don't get me wrong, I love that so much. But I think I like that more in some seasons of life than others. And I think that I have gotten to the point now, especially with traveling, like, my routine being really out of whack. I was basically just snoozing my alarm and, you know, getting up later, not at the last possible minute per se, but I was just getting up later to where I wasn't even having a morning either. So I was truly just, it felt like I was waking up and eating my breakfast and walking my dog and then working and blah, blah, blah. Y'all know the rest. So my intention, you know, with the morning workout classes, like I said, was getting more time back. And that's been, like, so motivating for me. And I've been, like, excited, even though it's been hard to get up in the mornings because I haven't been really probably getting enough sleep. I've been, like, excited that I am having, like, such a clear separation between when I wake up and starting work. Like, that in and of itself is so nice. So I've really enjoyed that. And lastly, I just want to say, you know, on top of how important it is to know your intentions and make sure, you know, they're true to you and they're actually personal to you, and to identify them and to stay consciously aware of them, thinking of them when you're not feeling motivated, because it can truly help you, you know, kick things back into gear. All of that being said, and then, like, breaking it down to the day to day and, like, why am I doing this today, or this specific task, what's my intention? All of that's super important, but I also want to emphasize the importance of, as you identify your intentions, you end up, as a domino effect, identifying the things that you may not truly be doing for yourself, and identifying the things that you are actually truly passionate about. And for example, what I mean by this. So say you're trying to take a look at your intentions for something, and you say you can't just, like, really identify any intention, or when you identify it, it just doesn't really feel connected to you. Like, you're just like, I don't really know why I'm doing this. Like, what is my why behind this? And you're just kind of lost with it. Well, take a second thought and ask yourself, okay, if I don't have an intention for this, am I actually doing this for me? Like, what is it providing for me? You know, is it adding more to my life? Is it taking a lot from my life? Is there a balance, healthy balance of it? You know, obviously, if it's something that's really taking a lot but isn't really giving much, maybe it's something you need to reevaluate with, especially if you're spending a lot of time on it. And on the other hand, you know, maybe you look at your intentions with different things and you see one intention and you're just like, oh, like, yeah, that, like, really makes me feel, you know, motivated and excited on the inside when I think of that intention. maybe that's something you need to be devoting more time to, because maybe that's something that's going to add a lot more value to your life or just make you feel happier overall. If it's something that you feel like a lot of motivation and just like a lot of excitement for when you think of the intention behind it. And that's how I like feel about, not all the time, but that's how I feel a lot of the times just with creating content and with going to workout classes. It's just like this kind of giddy feeling almost that you get for like a split second when you are planning for it and thinking of doing it. And when I feel that, that's like a signal to my brain, you know, I'm just like, okay, I need to make more time for this, or I need to put this higher on my list of priorities because it's clearly adding a lot to my life. And then, like I said, you know, if there's something that you don't really have a why for, that either means that it's probably not really one that is for you, like maybe you're doing it for someone else, or maybe it's something that was once for you and it no longer is, and now you can really look, take a glance at your life and reassess things and put it lower on your list of priorities. Or, you know, maybe it's something that you just need to reevaluate and you need to look at from a different perspective or take a different approach, because maybe it's something you have to do. And you just need to sort of reframe your approach and your mindset with it. And maybe that'll help you identify a new intention. Because some things you may not really have an intention with, and that's fine. I feel that way with work a lot. Like, yeah, I have my aggregate as a whole, like why I'm in accounting and why I went this route intention. But on my day to day, you know, like I don't really have an intention other than like I just have to do it. Like it's literally my job and it's what I get paid to do. Like that's it. So I don't really have much of an intention there, but that's just kind of how it is. But what you can do, like if you really want to, you know, you can look at it. And if you're just feeling really down about your job, for example, you can try to like create little intentions, you know, like, oh, like I can, you know, work on this task. And instead of, you know, just trying to multitask on something, if I work on this one, like I'll be able to check something off a to-do list. And like that in and of itself can be an intention, is getting something checked off the to-do list. And you can also just look at other ways you can, you know, get involved at work and like other things you can do and look at your intentions that way as well. But like I said, some things just may not really have an intention, and that's totally okay too. When you look at it on the day-to-day, but as a whole, if you have an intention, that's still promising and good and everything. So, and going off of that, you know, if you can't identify an intention for something, but you've been trying to force yourself into feeling motivated for it, maybe the reason why you haven't felt motivated is just because you don't really have a why identified and you don't really know why you're doing it, or you're doing it for the wrong reason or for the wrong person. And, you know, not all of it has to be done for yourself. Like when I say intentions are personal to you, I don't mean that everything has to be for you, because it's a little selfish. You know, like we do a lot of things in our life for our family members, for our significant others, for our friends. But at the end of the day, when I say personal, I just mean, you know, with your inter and intrapersonal relationships. So with that being said, you know, don't try to force yourself into feeling motivated for something if you haven't taken a step back and tried to identify your intention or your why behind it yet, because chances are, you know, like doing that will help you feel more motivated than just constantly waiting for the motivation to arise. Because at the end of the day, we can only be so disciplined, and we can, I highly doubt there is anybody that is just like 100% disciplined across the board and everything they're involved in. So for those things that we're not as disciplined with and that we lack motivation with, intention can really come in handy. So that's all I have to say. I hope this was helpful for you all, but I really just had the best little light bulb moment when I thought of this, and I'm really using this mindset to just reframe a lot of things in my life and the way I think of a lot of things in my day-to-day life, especially with like my content creating. You know, what's my intention behind doing this brand deal? You know, like how is it personal to me? And, you know, what's my why behind it? What's my why behind creating this video? What's my why behind this podcast episode I'm going to do? And what's my why behind the timing of when I'm going to be doing certain things? You know, like what am I going to be getting out of it, or what am I trying to get out of it? And that's the thing. It doesn't have to be about specific things in your life. Like you can truly just be more intentional with your time based on your priorities and based off of the things you prioritize most and the things you prioritize least. And that in and of itself will help you breed a lot more motivation than just sitting around and waiting to feel enough motivation or just waiting for your discipline to kick in. So I hope this was helpful for you all, but be sure to follow In Bloom Podcast on Instagram and join the In Bloom Podcast Facebook group. And I love you all so much, and thank you so much for listening. It means the world to me. Sorry if I sound like a little bit of a downer in this. I'm feeling a little under the, I don't know, I just kind of have like a rain cloud over my head right now, because I'm just feeling a little stressed and overwhelmed with work and life and everything going on. So please excuse that if that was a little too much in this episode of me just being negative, but I'm just being real. So I love you all. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you all next Monday.